From 91.5 KRCC in Colorado Springs, this is Air Check, a show about great music in the Pikes Peak region and beyond. I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Gregor. Today on KRCC and AirCheck, Jeff and I invite Mark Benning, owner of the new Lulu's Downstairs venue, to sit in on our musical roundtable discussion. And Amy Helm visits the KRCC studios to sing a couple of songs and talk about her musical influences and collaborations inside and outside the family. All that coming up on this episode of AirCheck.
So as usual, we begin Air Check with a musical roundtable discussion. Invite someone in from the community to bring in a favorite tune. And today we have the esteemed Mark Benning here in the studio with us. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
You're a busy man. You've got a new venture that we're going to talk about after we hear your music. But first, we're going to play some songs. We're going to listen to them, comment on them. And Vicki, I think we'll start with you today. What did you bring to the musical?
I'm pretty excited.
Are you?
Yeah. Because I reintroduced myself to this song, which I loved. This goes back about a month and a half. And the band is called Goon.
Goon.
And it's from a great record called Heaven is Humming, and the song is Cammy at Night.
All right, let's have a listen. Goon, Cammy at Night. Wow. That's good. That's still on your desk. I might have to burn that, Vicki.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a burner.
Not just on my desk. It's in my head. It's in my everything. This record, you could possibly make the argument, or I've heard some make the argument, that it's very derivative, because I think obviously what you hear there is Nirvana and the Pixies. Tame Impala.
Uh-huh.
I also hear REM. Hear some REM in this. But what I like about it is, instead of being derivative, it's just more like taking all this beautiful sound that these bands do and just knowing what to do with that kind of energy.
Making a good stew out of
yeah.
A nice new stew.
Right. They don't hit me as a covers band, but I'll be listening and then I'll be like, oh, wow. There's a beautiful riff there, which is the reason I fell in love with REM. And there's the, you know, lyrics that made me think of, you know, falling in love with the Pixies or whatever.
Right.
And the last minute 45, the outro, is a beautiful racket. It's just undeniable. And I just want to crank it every time I hear it.
Absolutely. So you know what it does for me? It's moody. And we were talking just a little bit ago, Mark, mm-hmm. about how you were weeping to some music
within
the last 24 hours.
I was weepy at Joan Shelley.
You weren't weeping.
It was heavy. Yeah, it hit me hard, and that's great. So I feel that in that music. It's dark and feels like it wants to take you into the place, the emotion. So for me, the derivativeness, I don't really mind things that are derivative. If anything, I try to not think about what I'm comparing it to, because everything, like folk music, if you listen to any new folk, how is that not derivative?
Good point.
The capo and GCD chords, it's all. But the expression of the words is what I try to get to. Sometimes I hear, like listening to this song for the first time, I definitely hear, I feel like I'm in 1998.
And there
96,
it is.
98.
Exactly.
With things that I love. So.
And that feeling. Mm-hmm. It's that feeling. You can just wear that feeling through just a 4-minute song.
You know, my better days when I listen to music constantly, I'd usually be alone in a dark room, and this would be the music that I'd be, you know, just grinding on. That's a good pick.
Yeah,
I like that one a lot.
Yeah, Goon, it's getting played a lot here at KRCC.
Yeah, I'll just take that one down and burn it.
I will take that as a compliment,
sir. Can you burn two?
Yeah, halfway.
That is a double compliment.
Nice pick, Vicky.
Thank you. Jeff Beery. Now, You know, you are circling around a lot of stuff because I get to see you. I get to see your process because we share an office.
Yeah.
And so I'm curious to know where it landed, finally.
Well, the premise of the musical roundtable discussion is that you're supposed to bring something new to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Something new, a new recording. And so what I have done is I brought a new recording, but this is a very old song, and it's off of the new Ken Burns country music soundtrack. We just got the Legacy recording, a 2-disc set. And from this new release, technically a new release, Hank Williams, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. I've never seen a night so long when time goes crawling by. The moon just went behind the clouds to hide its face and cry.
First of all, I'm really a sucker for pedal steel. Pedal steel and Hammond B3, I'm there. I'm all ears. Hank Williams was a superstar in his day, filling arena-sized venues, but died at an early age of alcoholism.
29 years old.
Yeah. 2 years beyond the 27 Club. So, you know, a bonus in that respect. But this song, to me, just epitomizes American country music.
It's so direct. This is how I feel. This is what I'm going through. It's not super complicated. It's not loaded with a lot of cleverness. And there's a whole bunch of country that has that, you know. Even up to like the Grand Parsons area when it started to go into alt country, which I love. There's a bunch of that stuff I love. And before that, and Waylon and Willie and all those guys, just I think what they did was take a simple thing and tell what they felt.
And when you think of Hank Williams, too, that voice, I mean, there, it's all in the voice. He could be singing any words, any lyrics, and you would hear that catch, that sob, that trembling emotion. There was no way he could hide it. He just happened to write some amazing, yeah, heartfelt, true stories to go with it.
Are you as big a suckers as I am for pedal steel?
Oh, it's the best.
It's incredible. It looks beautiful. Uh-huh. It sounds beautiful. Yeah, it's complicated. Mark, you've done a lot of recording of artists.
Yeah.
I can imagine. It's a difficult instrument to play.
It's like Rain Man. It does. Like, everything is moving. Your knee has to push a pedal. Your foot's pushing something down. Both hands are doing something. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. And then it sounds so beautiful. It's
yeah.
so and can be so mood-defining.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen
emotional.
To the Hawaiian guys,
these
Hawaiian pedal steel, that's just phenomenal.
It is a new release on Legacy Records, Country Music, a film by Ken Burns, the soundtrack. A lot of great artists on here.
I do see why you're a little suspicious of yourself on the rules.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
after the songs, right? A little. It was a little gray. It was murky, but I think you're. It
but I'm running the board here, yeah, dude. So I'm gonna...
I knew he'd have a good. I knew this was a possibility, so I knew he already had his front story.
That was good.
All worked out.
I had to build.
I love it. I was happy to listen to it.
All right, Mark Benning, a little preface to you. You are a musician. Mm-hmm. You've been around this town for a long time. You're a recording engineer, mm-hmm, you're an audiophile. Mm-hmm. And now you're a music venue owner, Lulu's, downstairs on the west side.
Yep.
So let's start with the name Lulu's. It's your daughter's name.
That is my daughter's name.
All right.
So not a coincidence.
So it's an homage to Lulu.
Sure.
Sure.
It's a good name, too.
Yeah.
And what is worse, for me playing in bands, often the worst process, besides maybe mastering, would be naming a band.
Yeah.
Think of
the three of us naming a band right now.
Don't go there. It's horrible.
So this.
Yeah. So in the 70s, mainly, it was called Castaways. And during that period of time, Ray Charles played there three times.
What?
I know. I could stop there.
What?
Right? End of story. Tina Turner. Just a great list of people were playing, and it was hot, and people were going. It was lined up outside, and it was a special room. It was classy and popular. Beautiful round bars, and the floor was sunken, and it tiered back, and it was just, it sounded really beautiful, and I just can't find pictures, so.
Well, and you've kept a lot of that, though, too. You've kept that
aesthetic.
I mean, it was built as a venue, wasn't it?
I think it was built perfectly as a venue.
Well, venue, we wish you success with that. Everybody needs to get there and see some music.
Thank you.
And your new release, Mark, that you've brought to the musical roundtable discussion on Aircheck?
Okay. It's off his newest record called Tip of the Spear. His name's Cass McCombs. And the song is Absentee.
Part of me, absentee.
Oh, that is just the coolest, easiest, mm-hmm. finger snappiness beat. Yeah. Immediately,
yep.
it grabs you yeah. that way.
Lilting.
Yeah, I'm lilting. Such a sad, like all my choices, they're so sad, but there's like, they're like Wayne Coyne does it so well. He's got these sad little simple songs wrapped in this like dreamy production, and I just am such a sucker for it. Mm-hmm. And I think Cass does it as well as anyone. Simple ideas wrapped in just beautiful
melody.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it can be carnival. I can just think, like rapping it. I love it. Like Big Star. Big Star kind of started it for me.
There you go.
It's some super simple. I think the song's called I'm in Love with a Girl, and it's just so, it's like two chords over and over, and it just has this like, and the words are just, they're just like someone being honest for a minute, and it's wrapped in this really beautiful yeah. soundscape, and that's where I gravitate to.
So Cass is going to be at
Cass
Lulu's.
Will be, yeah, on the 25th, which is a coup. He's huge.
Yeah.
Most other places, and I think he'll be huge here. I hope. It'll be interesting to see what our community's kind of musical awareness is.
How do you think the city will support your venue? What do you think?
It's a good question. I think it's going to take a lot of work, but I think the population is here. I think the people are here. I think, you know, the city looks a lot different than it did a decade ago.
Yes, it
if
does.
Not 5 years ago, right? I think finding places that bring the community together are important. I'd like to be one of those places. I'd like to have Lulu's be a spot that you can go have a happy hour as a with your coworkers, or have musicians, you know, be able to sit at the corner of the bar. And, you know, I want it to be approachable by that community that loves music. Since I've lived here, I don't know that we've had.
No, we haven't.
A spot that feels.
The answer to your, no, we haven't. What's your average ticket price?
I'd say 10 to.
Damn!
10 to 15 in advance.
That's pretty reasonable.
Super reasonable. What's
yeah.
a movie? I haven't been to a movie this year because I've been busy. What's a movie cost right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, you're 11, not getting out of there for
11,
under
30.
Without popcorn.
Yeah.
So how far out are you booking? You've got some...
Six months.
6 months.
At least. I have some shows coming in. And it's kind of the bigger the act, the longer their team works on it.
Right.
They have more time to think about it. There's more moving pieces. They have just a bigger crew in general. So right now I'm looking at much bigger shows. Even May 25th, I'm working on something that looks good. So
right.
February, March, April is... It's filling up pretty good.
All right.
I didn't have the proof of the room to get it up and running immediately at that level. I knew Cracker, I knew their team, so that wasn't kind of an easy big one to try on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for them, they said it was the best place they had ever played.
Wow.
And I think that was just like late, like fun talk, but I think he was generally, it was just so positive overall in the treatment, and it sounded great. It was, the green room's right by the stage. It was fun. You know what I mean? It's just,
yeah.
And to me, the whole science is, it's really basic, like human interaction and
respect of the
just,
band.
Yeah. Hey, we're really happy you're here. Here's the green room. Here's your stuff.
Yeah.
What do you need? Can we help you? The sound guy comes in. The sound guy's nice. He's on time. It sounds good. We accommodate, you know, and work as a team throughout the night.
Yeah.
You'd be touring for 17, 18 years. I honestly think it's 80% of the time it's the opposite of that. Maybe 50% of it, it's the opposite. 30% of it, it's clinical and neutral and it's fine, but there's not a whole lot of relationship. There's not a whole lot of personality. But 50% of the time you get there, the sound guy is grumpy,
uh-huh.
hungover, doesn't want to accommodate anything. Either the amp's too loud or you can't do that. You need to put things, like it's just not, it's not an environment where people are meant to perform and express
yeah,
themselves,
yeah.
which is, you know. And then if you don't feel like you're safe to be vulnerable, then how good is the music really going to be?
Right.
It's probably not going to be that good. So.
And Mark, you as a musician and a studio owner, an engineer, producer, working with so many local bands too, that's the beauty of what you bring to the table with Lulu's, because you're approaching every musician that walks in there.
As a musician.
With that. It's like, I know. Mm-hmm. I know what this is, and we're going to do it right.
Yeah.
And a website, anything you've got contracted there for you to look at, buy tickets online.
Yeah, lulusdownstairs.com has all the info.
Mark Benning, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
Yeah, looking forward to some music in Manitou.
Yeah.
You're listening to Air Check on 91.5 KRCC.
Amy Helm is an American singer-songwriter, and she is the daughter of the band drummer Levon Helm and singer Libby Titus. She has played with her father Levon Helm's Midnight Ramble Band and the group Olabel, which she formed post-9/11 in New York City, and also her own touring band. Amy recently came into the KRCC studios before playing the Ivy Wild Gymnasium here in Colorado Springs and talked with Vicky and sang a couple of songs.
Hi, this is Amy Helm, and we're going to play Atlantic City.
Chicken man in Philly last night, blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they were ready for a fight. Yeah, gonna see what them racket boys can do. There's trouble busting in from out of state, and the DA can't get no relief. Gonna be hanging on by the skin of his teeth. Everything dies, baby, let's say that. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up in. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. My money away, but I got them kind of debts that no honest man can pay. So I drew out what I had from the Central Trust, and I bought us two tickets on that Coast City bus. Everything dies, baby, let's say that. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair. Looking for a job, they're hard to find. There's winners and there's losers from south of the line. I'm tired of getting caught out on the losing end. So I talked to a man last night, gonna do a little favor for him. Everything dies, maybe that's a fact. Maybe everything that dies someday comes back. Put your makeup on, fix your hair up pretty. Meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Yeah, meet me tonight in Atlantic City. Yeah, meet me tonight in Atlantic City.
This is Vicki Gregor, and I'm in the studio with musician, singer-songwriter extraordinaire Amy Helm.
Thank you.
You hear her music here on 91.5 KRCC. Amy, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So what I wanted to hit you with right away is you're a multi-instrumentalist, and your vocal prowess is amazing. So if it's bluegrass or soul rock or blues or whatever I've heard you do, your songs live effortlessly next to each other on your records.
And that's great to hear.
Yeah, that's what I think about you the minute I hear you. And it begs the question, what kind of records do you have in your house?
Well, I do. I love... you and I were talking earlier about different singers that we love and admire. I just can't get enough of it. So I've always listened to a real wide range of singers. And I would say that, you know, Dolly Parton and Kitty Wells are some of my greatest heroes on that kind of country and bluegrass side. And Emmylou Harris, of course. Mm-hmm. And but I really, when I was 14, I just like discovered Aretha Franklin from my mom's record collection on that record player on vinyl, and I just kind of never turned back. I got very interested in soul singers and went on a pretty deep dive with that for a long time. And I really try to keep listening to all kinds of stuff. I've been listening to a lot of Sarah Vaughan lately, and I've been listening to a lot of Billie Eilish, she's a young 17-year-old incredible singer-songwriter who does a very different genre. I don't even know. I guess it would be indie kind of sounding music. So she's got a really different kind of voice and songwriting style. So I try to keep my ears and my mind open to taking in as much as I can.
I'm always very curious about people who have amazing pipes. And if it's like at six, you were kind of singing and thinking, ooh, that sounded pretty good. Or is that something that you kind of, you know, practice with the bedroom door?
Well, you're so nice. I don't know if I've ever been complimented so highly on my singing. That's very sweet of you.
Oh, yeah. That's obvious.
Well, thank you. It's always, again, back to other singers, just inspiring to hear other people and try to keep growing your voice. And I think that over the last few years, I sang in a group called Olabel for a long time,
right,
where we really, I think all of us, fine-tuned the art of harmony singing, because that band was so heavy on harmony. And that was one thing that I kind of went deeply into. And more recently, doing my own thing, I guess I've had to practice trying to expand my vocal range a bit and learn how to lead a song. So I'm glad that it's sounding good to you. And singing and playing is always just what came natural to me when I was little.
You know, something that comes to mind about you as well is the diversity of artists that you have worked with. You're on so many other people's projects and records that folks might not know. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to name a couple of them for the people listening. But, I mean, we're looking at a cross-section of things that include Steely Dan, right? It includes everything that you've done on your own. You were talking about being the co-founding member of Ola Bell and all that that was. Yeah. But I mean, I'm seeing everything here. Shivery, Sean Costello. These are people I just love. Marsha Ball, Christine Lavin, and working with your dad. Like you drum, right?
I play mandolin. Yeah. A little bit, I play a little piano. And a little drums and a little mandolin.
You've worked with your father on a great many projects, the Midnight Ramble sessions, the concerts that came from that, beloved records here, Dirt Farmer, Electric Dirt. By the way, Grammy Awards went with that. In fact, the inaugural Grammy Award, the very first
Americana. Or was it Americana or folk?
Something like that.
I think it was.
I mean, that has got to be a point of pride. What I'm really interested in is one of the things you do together, we're arranging traditional songs, and the way you might have come together, like working together that way, is it a meeting of the minds? Is it, you know, sessions where when you're working with somebody that's in the family, that's perhaps a partner, whatever that is that an easier partnership, or do you have to kind of battle over, I would like this to sound this way, or here's what I'm thinking, or what I think about you in this position?
Even with my dad.
Yeah, with your dad.
That's an interesting question. Well, he always had final say because he was older and wiser and better. I mean, he was, you know, he was the more experienced ear and player, and he, you know, if he really felt strongly about a certain harmony part sitting in a certain place, it was always like a master class getting that from him and then doing it. But we developed a real interesting kind of intuitive relationship with each other musically, where when he was recovering from throat cancer and he couldn't sing and we were doing the Midnight Rambles, when he first took those baby steps into singing again, he would have me sing unison with him and just almost shadow him on the microphone. So I wouldn't sing loud. I'd sing the lead close on the mic in a kind of shadow to him so that if his voice faltered, I would be there to pick it up and grab it for him. And by beginning like that and doing that, we really had this, I knew when his voice was going to grab the note. I knew when it was going to slip out from under him. And I knew when it was time to go to a harmony part and he had the lead, and I knew when it was time to go back to the unison lead. So we developed this kind of understanding of each other musically that was very specific to his healing from that disease of throat cancer.
I can see why you're a partner. I can see why people would want to work with you. Besides just the idea of how well you play and how well you sing, there's almost an energy and a glue and a binding that I sense that you must bring to a project, which you spoke about with Joe Henry. So maybe that's why that worked out so well.
I hope so. I try to, but you know, we're always as good as the people we're collaborating with. So, you know, I don't know if I can take too much credit. It's always getting to work with musicians and singers that are lifting you up to, you know, your highest place you can get to artistically. And I've just continued every time I turn around, I'm getting the opportunity to shake hands with someone, get turned on to a new songwriter, a new singer. I was just at Fayetteville Roots Festival and just got to shake hands with Phil Cook and Mike Taylor, who's a friend from His Golden Messenger, and then get to see Mavis Staples sing and Joe Purdy do a set. So it's always this industry that is one of the joyful things, I think, about being a working musician, is just getting to meet other wonderful artists who remind you of what you want to grow towards in your own art.
So what goes forward for you now? Another record? You know, the last record that you had, which is, by the way, a beautiful record. One of my favorite gospel records already. I can tell you that. This Too Shall Light. The keyboard and organ player on
Isn't
that record.
Isn't he extraordinary?
It's just...
Tyler Chester.
Okay, that's
He's
who that
a
is.
He is a fantastic musician. And I love, there's so many wonderful examples of his, the very unique musicianship that he has. But we did a cover of a standard by one of my favorite singers, Blossom Dearie. It's a song that she wrote called Long Daddy Green. And he did this interpretation of it on the organ that is, it's one of my favorite things on that whole record. He's a heavy dude.
He is. And I have to tell you, that song specifically, as I was going through the record and like, wow, that's really great. Mm-hmm. Wow, I love that song. I was driving, and I think I might have even put my brakes on when I shouldn't have, because I'm like, oh my gosh, hear that.
Yeah.
But again, really beautiful players.
Yeah.
You definitely know how to pick the people you want to work with.
Well, that's on Joe Henry, but thank you.
All right. So Joe, if you hear this air check, thank you for that. So any new records in the making? That was a year ago.
Yeah, right. I'm starting to get material together for another record. Yeah.
Well, I hope you know you can always send any and all records here.
Thank you.
To KRCC because it's the stuff we love to play.
Thank you.
Amy, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Vicki.
And, you know, thank you for coming to our town, and you're invited back anytime.
Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Amy Helm, and we're going to play a song from the great Mahalia Jackson. This is called Didn't It Rain?
To that stop, no one's glad when the rain stopped drop. Knocked at the windows, at the doors, cried, no, can you take no more? No, I cried, no, full of sin, my Lord's got the key, can't get in. I'll descend to the right, descend to the right, all day, all night, all day. Didn't it rain, children? Rain all night long, I didn't it. He flew to the north, to the south, to the east, to the west. Some crying, some moaning, some are moaning and praying. Said, listen to the right, hey, listen to the right. All day, all night, all day. Didn't it rain, children? In the vault to the sky, no, we saw a rainbow sign, no more water, fire next time, or the sand to the rain, David looked up in the heat of the day, tune his heart, he began to play all day, all night, all day, civilist to the right, the sand to the right, all day, all night, all day. Sail to the right, all day, all night, all night, all day. Some are crying, some are moaning, moaning and praying. Sail to the right,
That was KRCC's Vicki Gregor speaking with Amy Helm, who recently played a show here in Colorado Springs at the Ivy Wild Gymnasium. That's about it for this episode of Air Check. If you'd like to find out who's playing at Lulu's downstairs, we have a link for you to check out the roster on our website, krcc.org. And if you're a music lover, you probably need to get over there and check it out. Of course, we always welcome your support of Air Check and all of the other great programs on 91.5 KRCC. But we really hope you'll make a contribution during our fall membership campaign. Maybe pick up a pair of those music socks at a sustaining $20 a month membership.
They are impressive socks. Just saying.
No matter what the level of your contribution, we appreciate your donation to 91.5 KRCC.
And be sure to mention AirCheck in your renewal, additional gift, or new membership.
For AirCheck and 91.5 KRCC, I'm Jeff Beery.
And I'm Vicki Gregor.